Zach Arntz are checking in, replacing Martin Messing and Andrew Sutton.
And there is no drop-off as far as the level of intensity for the Bad Axe Hatchets. You got Clark Brady and Jackson Motes. These kids are just playing their hearts out tonight.
A minute 40 left in the third, 50-13, Morneau with the ball, and a 37-point lead. McLeod at the free throw line, back to Morneau against Wisner. McLeod at the right wing, picks up his dribble, back over to Morneau.
Nice jump switch out of Wisner.
Practically playing funky in the middle between McLeod and Morneau. McLeod dives down to the lane, goes for the floater, no good. Rebound, though, Jackson Motes keeps the possession alive.
Tommy Morneau had a shot, passed it up, passed the ball. This is looking really good.
Zach Arntz at the right elbow or right block, and he traveled with it. One thing I will say for Tommy Morneau, he's the most calm person on this entire court.
He's calmer than any of
shows no emotion.
He's calmer than everyone in this whole gymnasium. It's amazing. Just watch this kid operate. And if you've never seen him play, get out here. This is the last opportunity this year. He's worth the price of admission.
And he sits down probably more than likely for the night. Krzyzewski for three, and he hits it. First points for Lakers this quarter. 50-16, 45 seconds left in the third. Clark Brady from the elbow, jump shot, air ball, out of bounds. Laker ball, 42.3 seconds left.
Clark says, okay, let's just go ahead and play some defense now, guys. He's getting them all organized. Good communication out of the Bad Axe defense.
Brett Wisner dribbling at the left elbow, backs out to Bajarski. And he hits a three. 6 points for Lakers in this quarter. They still trail, though, by 31 points. 20 seconds left in the third, 50-19, Bad Axe leading. And Clark Brady gets the pass, and he tries to round the corner at the wing, except he lowers the shoulder and gets charged with the offensive foul. His first, team's third. Lucian Van Tiflin in for Lakers, feeding into Brennan Wisner. Also out there for the green and white, 9 active roster tonight. Keegan Valentine, Nick Bajarski, and Bailey Krzyzewski. Van Tiflin to Krzyzewski, left wing for three with 3 seconds left. No good. Rebound, Zach Arntz to end the quarter. We're on to the fourth quarter with a score of 50-19. Bad Axe leading by 31 points over the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
On to the final quarter. Tommy Morneau leads all scorers with a quiet 18 points, 15 of those in the first half. Lakers' only scoring comes from Keegan Valentine and Bailey Krzyzewski, each with 8 points. Nick Bajarski with three.
Bad Axe is even increasing their shooting percentage to 45%, while the Lakers are down to 16%.
Bajarski at the high post, over to Krzyzewski, left wing against Mason Crew. Van Tiflin, top of the key, against Morneau. To Wisner. Krzyzewski gets the pass and nearly stolen away, and an apparent foul goes against Mason Krug. That's his second, team's fourth. So it'll be Laker ball out of bounds right in front of their own bench on the right side of your radio.
That was so quick, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I don't think Mason Krug did either. Trying to inbound it to Brennan Wisner, results in a turnover. Martin Messing was there to intercept it. John Messing for three, right wing, short. Rebound, John Messing.
Messing has developed into, there's a John now. into a quite a three-point shooter. I'm surprised he missed that one.
Morneau tries to feed into Mason Krug, and he is fouled. And a foul will go against Bailey Krzyzewski, his first. And Lakers' fifth. Substitution for Bad Axe, Ryan Hileski replaces Mason Krug.
50-19, Bad Axe. 7:19 to go. In the pivot, we had Drew having the ball. Passed it right back out.
Martin Messing dives in the lane. No good. Rebound, Andrew Sutton. And we have a whistle waving things off. And this will be against, it appears, Andrew Sutton. Yes, indeed. Andrew Sutton with his first foul, fifth team. Both squads with five fouls apiece. Brennan Wisner bringing up the court, trailing by 31 points, 50-19. That's 5-0 for Bad Axe, 19 for the Lakers. 7 minutes left in the fourth. And Van Tiflin's pass is a little off the mark. Krzyzewski tries his best to save it, but he was out of bounds in the act. Turnover, that would be the 17th of the night for Lakers. Bad Axe only with 9 turnovers. Most of those coming in the first half, 6 of them of the 9.
And Homer Beck was called. I'm not so sure about that.
That Morneau sprung from front court. Got a hand on it and threw it back.
In midair.
And yet he was called for the over and back.
Now, where we're sitting, we got a perfect shot at it, too. But I'm not going to make a big deal out of the outcome of this game.
Brennan Wisner goes up for the layup, and he misses it. Rebound, Bad Axe. A little bit of a jump stop. Power layup from the right side. John Messing with the free throw jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound. That would be Martin Messing. We have a held ball possession in favor of Bad Axe.
6:23 to go, 50-19. We got Bad Axe in the lead.
Martin Messing inbounds to Andrew Sutton in the corner against Bajarski. Ryan Hileski down for the key, dribbling to his right, sometime we know. Feeds it into the low block to John Messing. Tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say Bad Axe ball. Brandon Wischlager, substitution for the Lakers, replaces Bailey Krzyzewski. Time where no inbound into Andrew Sutton, right block, and it is stolen away by Keegan Valentine. And Keegan Valentine gets a little aggressive in there. Andrew Sutton was not pleased with it. Smacks the floor in the process. And it's going to be a jump ball.
So, Laker possession.
Wow.
Keegan's not done playing.
He's not done playing, and he might have forgotten that he's not wearing shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Don, Buddy McLeod, and Mason Krug checking in for the Hatchets, replacing John Messing and Andrew Sutton. With 6:08 left in the fourth, 50-19, 31-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. They've led as many as by 37, 2 minutes left in the third quarter when it was 50-13. Brennan Wisner against Martin Messing, top of the key. Picks up his dribble about 25 feet from the hoop. Van Tiflin left wing against Hileski. Into the corner to Wischlager. Wisner for three. No good. Rebound. Keegan Valentine and a long rebound right wing. Back up to Wisner. Dribbles into the free throw line. Pulls up for the jumper. And this one bounces in. Wisner's first points of the night comes with 5:33 left in the fourth. Lakers 21, Bad Axe still sitting at 50. Martin Messing, right block, kicks it back out to Hileski. And it's stolen by Van Tiflin. Lakers, like you said, John, is still not giving up.
No, there's no quitting these guys. And they're running their offense.
Unfortunately, the deficit is now only 29 points. Clark Brady checks in for the blue and gold. Replaces Ryan Hileski. Keegan Valentine will be inbounding in front of the Laker bench to Brennan Wisner. And it's nearly stolen by Martin Messing, but Wisner on the second effort. Kicks it out to Valentine, and he somehow lost it. And it goes out of bounds behind him. Kind of like when you go bowling and you go backwards, and the ball goes behind you, and you release it. That's what that